com. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're doing another live Saturday edition of this program. And as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live, so you can take control here. Inevitably, we always bring something to the table to talk about, however. And tonight, a follow-up story that apparently, Mark, you were not here for the original. So allow me to...
I do take one day a week off.
Yep, as do I. We take different days off. But allow me to fill you in on the details. Now, there's an article... I don't even know if you've seen the pictures, Mark, but there's articles that are hitting the news out of New York City now about an artist who up until just a few days ago was unknown. And as of yesterday, the news hit that he's now been charged with 56 counts of criminal possession of a forged instrument, grand larceny, possession of stolen property, and weapons possession. Now, when you hear about those charges, it makes you sound like this guy is a scam artist, right? Like, you know, possession of a forged instrument. Sounds like a, you know, bad check or something like that.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Grand larceny. I mean, that sounds like stealing stuff. Possession of stolen property. He stole stuff, so they found the property.
Stuff that he stole.
I mean, this guy sounds...
The weapon. He's armed and dangerous. He's a desperate man.
Right. This guy sounds like he is a criminal. But what did he do to deserve all of this? Well, as I mentioned, he's an artist. And you remember the old story, Mark? We interviewed Zebler from the Boston area a while back. It was a few years ago now that he and his partner, business partner, were hired by Comedy Central to go around town in Boston and put up these boards, these light, bright LED kind of flashing signs around town that were battery-powered that had the Mononite character on it from... What was it? Aqua Teen Hunger Force, okay. I believe, was the show. And it was just a promotional thing. Like, they were just going around putting these things up. They're just kind of fun and just a neat little promotional idea. Sort of a guerrilla marketing campaign, I guess you could say.
An electronic handbill, as it were.
Yeah, and the Boston
Posted
police...
bill or something like that.
Freaked out about this. They shut down a huge swath of downtown Boston in order to call in the bomb squad. And they made a huge deal out of these... essentially, light bright boards that have been put up. Well, this is kind of a similar situation where an artist has gotten in trouble. Although, at least in Boston, I don't think those guys ended up facing any criminal charges over what they did.
They did go to jail.
For a short time, but I think that ultimately the charges were dropped, if I'm recalling correctly.
I don't know. Certainly Comedy Central had to break off the city of Boston a big old check.
In this case, though... this guy is looking at some serious time. I mean, 56 counts of criminal possession of a forged instrument, grand larceny. What did he do? Well, he put up posters. That's what he did.
He put up posters.
The posters are mostly blue.
How can you steal things if you put up posters?
This is a great question. The posters are mostly blue. They've got some silhouettes on them. So there's a silhouette of a drone at the top of the poster. And what the one you just saw, Mark, was like a kind of a bus stop size with a more, it's like is taller than it is wide. He also had ones that are kind of horizontal. So he had different designs, but they were all kind of a similar police state nature. So you get the drone flying in, it's dropping a bomb on a silhouette of a family that's on the run. And then down at the bottom, it says it's got the New York Police Department logo. NYPD drones, it says drones, protection when you least expect it. And then next to that is the police department's logo.
So let me get this,
the badge logo.
Let me get this straight. Now, these posters are, they appear to be in legitimate places. It's not like he posted them as bills on the wall. You know, he didn't put them up with, you know, tax or a staple gun or something like
that. Right. He's got them in actual, like, sold business, you know, Clear Channel kind of billboard style locations.
Yeah. These are places that have protection on them. They can't be, well, I mean, they could be graffitied, but the.
Right. They're behind
the
glass.
Could be, yeah.
Or plastic or something like that.
Some kind of thing. And he has used, and so he spoofed the NYPD with their logo and basically is suggesting that the NYPD wants to drone bomb you and your family. Is that the idea?
Yeah, and this was one of them, and there was another one where it kind of had a bunch of cameras and, you know, one of those see something, say something kind of styles to it. Just the overall message of this is that we're going into a police state, and or this is a police state. Beware, that kind of thing. And it's very tongue-in-cheek, and at the same time, somebody who just glances at the poster may not, you know, realize it's satire, that it's, you know, poking fun at the New York Police Department.
I can't imagine that's the case. I mean, why would the New York Police Department show the picture of a drone and them dropping a bomb on your head? I mean, I'll grant you that either you walk by and you don't pay attention to it at all, or you walk by, you take a glance at it, and it registers or it doesn't register. If it does register, you stop, you take a look at it again. And this is the form. This is, by the way, good art.
But here's the one I'm talking about where it's a little bit less obvious that it's satire. If you want to look at this one, Mark, there's a picture of like some guy in the top right corner looking at you, and it says "always watching." Below that, there are several video cameras. There's a kind of a drone silhouette in the background, an overprint of a fingerprint over a very large finger thumbprint over
this
the whole.
This could absolutely be this is less spoofy and could be more realistic.
Right. So he had a series of these.
They've got these billboards on the side of the road. They say "click it or ticket," and they have a serious looking state trooper on them with the smoky glasses on and that whole thing. And I mean, if that's not a threat, I don't know what it is. And this is just another threat that looks so much like so many of these other government threats out there. That absolutely could be. But the other one is it's just too ludicrous for anybody to consider it to be governmental.
Essam Atiyah, age 29, was hit with 56 counts of criminal possession of a forged instrument, grand larceny, possession of stolen property, and weapons possession after allegedly having an unloaded .22 caliber revolver under his bed at his Manhattan apartment when he was arrested early Wednesday. Authorities said he had planted dozens of ads in display cases around the city between September.
Planted. He bought ad space. And
he would have had to have.
And put these ads up. I mean, I don't get it. Either that or he got some kind of, skeleton key and opened these things up and put his ads in.
You don't just get to walk up and flip a latch and open these poster areas up. So he put them in between September 14th
grand larceny?
And 16th. Many of them even used his signature, which was Essam. The meaning of the drone campaign for me is really about creating a conversation, he said in an interview, his face cast in shadows and his voice disguised to protect his identity. In the interview, the self-described photographer and street artist who boasts a military background discussed his fears for a Big Brother-like police spying initiative. Despite his efforts to remain anonymous, the video and other evidence led investigators in the district attorney's office and the NYPD to identify the alleged prankster as a local artist. Atiyah declined to comment when reached by phone Thursday night. He had posted bail, which was set at $10,000 bond or $2,500 cash, and is due back in Manhattan criminal court on December 3rd.
So we don't know if he legitimately paid for these things to be up or not, right?
I don't see how he couldn't have paid for these things.
It's grand larceny. What's the?
But he was only charged with 56. He wasn't. It doesn't say here he was charged with 56 counts of grand larceny.
Okay.
It says he was charged with 56 counts of criminal possession of a forged instrument. And I believe that what that means is that they've charged him with having the New York Police Department's logo. I'm no legal expert, so maybe you know better what this means. I haven't taken the time to actually look up what that charge entails. But usually government agencies can bring criminal charges against you if you are to appropriate their logo. If you take the logo of the sheriff's department and you put out a press release that says sheriff's department at the top, and even if it's satire, they can still come at you in court with some kind of criminal charge about, you know, a copyright violation or maybe in this case forged instrument.
So I get that part.
Unless he wrote bad checks. Instrument in legalese can mean an agreement. It can mean like a legal document that, like a contract, basically. I think that a forged instrument could be a bad check, but why would he have written 56 of them?
It's beyond me. I don't understand the story. I mean, if the man's putting up art, he shouldn't be bothered. And using the NYPD's logo, I think that, you know, the fact is that NYPD is owned by the people of New York.
That's what you think. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Clearly, the NYPD begs to differ. 1-855-453. Do you think what this guy did was wrong? Shouldn't be facing criminal charges? It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a five-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a four-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. Toll free, 855-453. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features we have there for you. We've got archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can click and download If you missed the interview with Mr. Tacpans last night, you can go and grab our archives over at freetalklive.com. And also, you can find them at SoundCloud on our SoundCloud page. Just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find a share button on every single archive that we have. You just click that share button and then easily share it to your Facebook page or Twitter or whatever your social networking preference might be. So go to freetalklive.com, download as many shows as you like. They go back for years, and they're all free.
There are all kinds of reasons why you'd want to have a certain amount of stored food in your possession, whether it's some kind of disaster as far as weather-related disaster, or unemployment could leave you in a situation where you want to have some food ready. It's basically a savings account, or some kind of economic disaster. You just don't know, and the best place to go get your freeze-dried storable food is buyemergencyfoods.com. They've got this legacy premium brand there, and it's the only one in the market that's 100% certified GMO-free. Has zero MSGs, no artificial flavors, and they're the only ones that put an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. You can get a year's worth of food over there for $3,900. That, I don't know about you, but that's a lot less than I spend on food in a year. It's half of what the industry standard is. I've looked at the charts. You can go see the charts at buyemergencyfoods.com. Compare them to the others. They've got the comparisons right there. You can go check and then check the others. They're half the price of the industry standard, and that in and of itself would be a good enough reason, but they're also the only ones that are GMO-free, zero MSGs, no artificial flavors, oxygen absorber, all those kind of things. Make sure when you do your comparisons to compare on a 2,000 calorie per day comparison, because they can call a serving anything they want. It's buyemergencyfoods.com. They also have vegetarian and gluten-free options. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, at buyemergencyfoods.com to get an additional 5% off. Buyemergencyfoods.com.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. We're talking about an artist in New York City who is now looking at what could be some serious time in jail with 56 counts of, it was 56 counts of criminal possession of a forged instrument for posting, artwork. Posters that kind of made fun of the New York Police Department all around the city. Let's go to Freddie, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hey, Freddie.
Yeah, hi. I was just listening to what you're saying carefully, and I'd like to make the point that I believe that the guy shouldn't be in trouble at all. And then you take, for instance, CSI New York. Right? Now you see the actors who get out on different sets that wear the NYPD badge. Well, I don't see them getting in trouble over it because
Well, that's because they're not making fun of the NYPD. On the television shows, they're not making fun of the New York Police Department. In this case, the New York Police Department was made fun of, and so that's why they brought charges against this
right.
guy.
Right. If this guy would have put posters that had a big, giant NYPD symbol on them and said, "We love our officers who serve and protect us," instead of posters that claim that they're watching you through cameras and dropping bombs on
right.
you, then there wouldn't have been any problem at all.
Well, there is such a thing as the First Amendment.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy, he should get a good lawyer and turn it right back on him.
I hope he does, because what they're doing to him is absolutely horrible. And, Freddie, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. His name is Assam Atiya. He's 29. And originally when we talked about this on Free Talk Live, there was this video that this guy did where he's silhouetted. And I forget the name of the website that he performed the video with, but they did all the kind of obscuring things. You change his voice, change the guy's voice, put him on a silhouette.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he gave away too much information during the interview, and that's one of the things that led them to him. I don't have the he talked about how he's military trained. He talked about how he was not part of the art community in the area in New York City, and that this was just something that he, as an artist, but he's kind of like, I guess, an artist on his own terms. He doesn't hang out with the other artists, so to speak. And there was something he said about what he did when he was in the military, that if you've got the people you can talk to in the military, you can narrow. You could have narrowed it down to say, okay, well, this guy is, you know, he was this when he was in the Marines, and now he's out, and how many people were this, you know, were this vocation? We'll do our investigations from there. And that's what they did, and they found him. And it's terrible.
It's amazing, by the way, when when some kind of property crime you know, is committed against you and yours.
Yeah,
you
good
know,
luck getting them to investigate that.
Your car gets stolen. They're not going to spend this kind of time going and chasing it down. But if somebody insults the NYPD, then we must do something about it. And they're going to put people on it until they find somebody. And I'm not saying that these police officers can't do their jobs. I think they can. But they're not going to do it for you and I.
Here you go. He did say in the interview with Animal, was the website, Animal NY, he did admit that he was 29, said he was an art school grad from Maine who served in Iraq as a geospatial analyst.
That'll do it.
So he, I don't know if he was just cocky or just, you know, sloppy, but that led them pretty much right to him. It took him about a month and a half to find him. And now he's looking at some serious charges. So does anybody support this? I mean, does anybody out there within the sound of our voices tonight think that, yeah, go get this guy? I mean, how dare he use the New York Police Department's logo without their permission? Who does he think he is? Do you think that? Do you think this guy should be spending time in prison? Does he owe the New York Police Department restitution for using their logo without permission?
I don't think that. I think it's pretty clear that they wouldn't have gone after. Unlikely that they would have gone after him if he would have put up some positive statement about the NYPD. But because he put up this these negative statements, like "we're always watching you" and "we'll bomb mm-hmm. your family" or whatever that other one was trying to suggest. That's really what it's all about. And the problem I have with this is the First Amendment is supposed to be about protecting unpopular speech.
Right.
You don't have to protect somebody going out on the corner of New York City and saying, "I love the Yankees." Like, you don't have to protect that speech. The speech that needs to be protected specifically is issues-oriented political speech. That's the one on the highest list there. And the idea that you can go after somebody, that they will go after somebody for this, I do find disturbing. Now, I don't know the specifics around the case. And if certain things occurred, then I might have support going after the guy. But I don't support going after him because he used the NYPD's symbol.
Which is basically what they're doing here, because if he hadn't used their symbol, then I don't know if they would have anything to charge him with.
You know, I mean, if he put up a poster that with a Coca-Cola thing and said, "rots your teeth" underneath it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, would that be wrong? Would anybody think that that was, you know, that Coke had put that up?
Would it be criminal possession of a forged instrument?
It doesn't seem that way to me.
And maybe these guys don't have a case. I mean, maybe the New York Police...
They can charge anybody with anything they want.
Right.
And it's not like it's going to come back on them.
Exactly.
It rarely does.
The worst case is, for the New York Police Department, is that all the charges get dropped and that's that. They don't actually have any real significant liability unless this guy really knows a good lawyer who can hold their feet to the flames on harassing an innocent artist.
The average person can't afford to pay a lawyer.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Tell us how you feel, and you can also bring up anything that's on your mind. We also got Bradley Manning to discuss tonight. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Live Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls. 855-450-FREE. It's the toll-free number for you. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in there. We got a lot of different ways for you to listen to the show. There's live streams, which include our broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You may tune any one of those that you like over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, you'll learn about the over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all 7 nights per week. In addition to that, we're on KU Band on free to air on Galaxy 19 across all of North America. And in addition, you'll find us on the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. You can learn more about all of those options over at listen.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the New York City artist who, you know, I'm tempted to call him a street artist, but he doesn't actually perform in the street necessarily. He doesn't make his art in the street.
Underground?
He made his art underground, had professional posters printed out, took those posters, and presumably bought ad space all across New York City, put them up, making fun of the New York Police Department, poking fun at the whole police state idea of having drones flitting about everywhere, in this
cameras
case,
all over the place.
And cameras all over the place. And the New York Police Department decided to prove to him that it was a police state as they spent all kinds of resources to track him down and then charge him with a whole bunch of stuff. Freddie's on the line listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hey, Freddie.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, the NYPD is somewhat out of control. Years ago here in Virginia, the NYPD used to come down to a certain gun store that I'm not going to mention on the western side of Richmond, and they would purchase handguns. And they would try to purchase more handguns than was legally allowed, because up until recently, you could only purchase one a month. Now you can purchase as many as you can buy at any time. But they would try to do this illegally, and sometimes they would also take these guns and apparently release them upon the general public in New York. And it was an attempt to influence the Commonwealth of Virginia's gun laws. And
really?
So the NYPD has got a big, big reach. And, you know, and
how were they trying to influence the gun laws in Virginia by buying guns down there? I'm curious.
Well, because then they would say that these guns were being used on crimes in New York.
This is the same. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ian, I thought you'd just stop there. Ian, this is the same as what they do in Massachusetts, where they say, oh, it's those bad people in New Hampshire where they have relaxed gun laws. People are little serfs are running across the border, buying guns, coming back and shooting each other here. The reason we have bad crime in this place where the crime is bad and is whether they go to a place where the crime is not bad, buy their guns, and then, you know, go back or something like that is the claim.
Well, perhaps maybe the reason the crime is bad there is because the average citizen in the state of New York and the city of New York City can't own a handgun. I mean, this gentleman was charged with having an unloaded .22. I mean, come on, let's face it. I mean, I could shoot myself in the foot with a .22, and it would kind of hurt.
You'd probably be able to walk away.
I'd be able to walk away. So, I mean, unloaded .22, give me a break. I mean, you'd be better off throwing it at somebody than shooting them with it.
Well, more people are killed by .22s every year in the United States than any other gun. But what's that?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's because that's what's out there.
Interesting.
You know, it's used in a lot of murders and that kind of thing. But I agree with you. There's certainly better weapons to defend yourself with.
Sure.
I think that this idea needs to be dispelled, that somehow guns prevent crime. From what I can tell, I've looked all over the United States, look at the violent crimes there, and it doesn't look like the presence of guns, lax gun laws in states in any way make that state less likely to have crime. If you look at, say, you know, East St. Louis and, you know, West Memphis and Memphis, and you can compare these places that are relatively close to each other, and there just doesn't seem to be any correlation between lax gun laws and lower crime. I will agree, and absolutely agree, that restrictive gun laws, what they do is they disarm victims, and I think that that's reprehensible, that a person should be able to be prepared for some kind of crime and be prepared for that, but I don't think that criminals think of it.
Are you saying, Mark, that it's just a coincidence that places like Alaska, Vermont, and New Hampshire have low gun crime rates and also have relative gun freedom?
There are lots of places. Texas has low gun, has relative gun freedom, and you know, crime's terrible in Texas.
Okay, I'm going to need to refer you fellows to a book that's basically statistics, and you may have heard of it, a gentleman named James Watt, More Guns, Less Crime. Okay?
And, I'm familiar with it, yep.
Yeah,
I disagree with this thesis.
I have to respectfully disagree with you.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, I mean, you know, I carry my gun on my hip, and it's not a problem, and I think that, you know, an individual who is going to commit a crime is going to think twice if they see somebody who's armed, sober, and looks like they know what to do with it.
I tend to agree with you, Freddie. I mean, I haven't read that book, but I've heard of it.
Science is replicatable, and what I'd like to see is I'd like to see other people replicate his work, and I don't think that it can be done.
Why is that?
Because I don't think that I do not agree with it. I've looked at his claims. I've looked at the maps of violent crimes, and I just don't see it. It's not that I want to believe this. Ian, you know I want to believe this.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on this show, and we've said this for years. I don't think it's true.
Interesting.
Well,
Freddie, thanks. Go ahead.
When I'm out at night, I've got two kids. Sometimes I have to go, sometimes out at night.
Yep.
I know that with my handgun that I know how to use very well on my hip, I'm not going to become a victim of a crime.
I'm with you.
Thanks, Freddie. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call.
And this is, I absolutely agree with this point, is that a gun can be really great protection if a crime does happen to you. I do not think, however, that criminals, you know, that the criminals decide ahead of time, well, I guess I'm in a you know, state where they're more likely to use a gun to protect themselves, so I won't, will or will not commit a crime based on this. I just don't think they do. I think that they do whatever they're going to do, and they get shot or they don't.
I think that's probably true for a lot of criminals. I mean, maybe the dumber criminals out there, but I'm sure there are some intelligent criminals that choose their marks wisely, you know, choose their locations that they hit based on certain factors.
I think that there probably are.
855-450-FREE. I mean, if you were living in a neighborhood where everyone had agreed to not have firearms and you advertised that, you know, it might be more likely that those that certain criminals would hit that neighborhood as opposed to the neighborhood where they don't know what they're going to encounter as far as what guns might, people might have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but
not all criminals are stupid.
If they're hitting a neighborhood, then they're more likely to be some, you know, group of burglars that do this for a living and they're, you know, better at casing places out. It doesn't matter whether you have a gun or not if you're not home. Okay.
Right.
So that doesn't matter. And as far as home invasions go, the vast majority of home invasions are perpetrated against people who sell drugs. So, you know, whether they have a gun or not, you know, it's certainly not licensed and registered. So I don't think that the statistics would, you know, bear it out. And, you know, the people that go in there and doing that, they're prepared for whatever they're going to face. I mean, they're, you know, having a gun isn't that useful if somebody, you know, you open the door and somebody points a shotgun in your face. It doesn't matter. They've got the drop on you.
Let's go to Lenny, listening in Battle Creek, Michigan, to WBCK-FM. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I just wanted to point out, you know, my concern about the elevation of all police. You know, it started before 9/11, but the elevation of all police, that they're now heroes just by the virtue of the job that they hold.
And yeah, that's disturbing.
People are heroes when they commit heroic acts. Not by just the job you hold, and it's, and even, you know, that's kind of academic, but it's really scary when you see the way that our whole society is just saying, hey, whatever the police need or want or do is okay.
I absolutely agree with this sentiment, and I heard it on display this morning locally here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the police chief was being interviewed. Here in Keene, they just took delivery of a tank, basically, an armored personnel carrier called the Bearcat, and there's been a lot of controversy around this, and most of the community was completely against bringing this thing in. People from on the left and on the right came together on this issue and said, we don't want this this horrible thing in our community, but they brought it anyway, and of course, the police filators out there came out in force this morning to defend the cops and claim that they need this thing. More coming up. We'll come back with Lenny at 3 Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-453-FREE. Live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. We give them away, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their site. So drop on by freetalklive.com and know that it's brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is not in New York City. It's probably not in anywhere else out there that's a big city, because numbers are what matter. You can't be the lone artist in the streets putting up posters and think you're going to bring the police state down. That's not what he was thinking. He just wanted people, the poster artists we've been talking about all hour, he wanted people to think. He wanted them to have conversations, to talk about the police state, and to talk about what could be coming next. And I think he certainly accomplished his goals. But ultimately, the police state isn't just going to shrivel up and die in places like New York or Los Angeles or anywhere else around the country, because you just don't have enough of a concentration of activists to make a difference, to make an impact. And that's what the purpose behind the Free State Project is to get people together, not just any activists, but liberty-oriented activists, people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that freedom is all about being able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else in the process. If we can get enough people together who think like that and who are willing to get active, then we'll have success at achieving liberty in our lifetime, or at least we'll get as much of it as we possibly can. And it's already started. This isn't speculative. It's already working. We've already got over 1,100 people in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. And that's the idea, to collect as many liberty-oriented folks in the same place and get active We're going to reach 20,000. That's the goal. We've got over 13,000 now. We're over 66% of the way to the goal. So we're on the downhill portion of this. Hopefully we'll start to see recruiting numbers skyrocketing towards the end as people get more excited about what's coming here, because it's working. We've already seen the government being rolled back slightly, at least as far as the budget of New Hampshire was concerned last year. That happened. The knife ban got repealed completely. So you can carry a switchblade if you want to now in New Hampshire. And that's totally legal, as I understand it. So those are just a couple of examples. There have been dozens of people that have been elected to various different offices, as high as state representative here in New Hampshire. Dozens of Free State Project participants, that is. And this only with 1,000-something folks here. So we've got a lot of room to grow, and we could use your help. Please go to freestateproject.org to learn more. If you're like myself and Mark and Lenny, and you're sick and tired here, as Lenny pointed out, of people just worshiping the police just because, calling them heroes just because they're wearing a badge. And Lenny, I couldn't agree more with that perspective.
Well, yeah, thanks for letting me on and talking about that. And I want to relate one quick thing that I saw. Actually, just before 9/11, it was probably year 2000. Here in my town, it was like 50,000. And, you know, there's a lot of crime and stuff. It's not a, you know, it's not an innocent little town. I happen to be at our local vocational center getting some training for my work. And it's just coincidentally, the police had, with our town's logo and everything all over it, I don't know if it was a Bearcat or what, but it's an armored car with a gun turret on top. Mm. I mean, it's like a Humvee over in Iraq or something.
Sounds like a Bearcat.
And they're, you know, and the kids are out there looking at it, and I'm sure they're looking at whatever law, showing it to the law enforcement, cadets and stuff at the cop. And I was like, who? And that's fine, except I'm thinking, what, you know, the thing had to be $100,000. I don't know how much it cost.
In this case, the Bearcat that was given to the city of Keene by the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, was almost $300,000.
Oh, and man. But they're given to communicate.
The point, I was fearful because I'm like, who are they going to use that on?
They're going to use it against
citizen? Who's going to be in the way of the 223 caliber bullets that are shooting, you know, spraying out of that thing?
Ours was nearly $300,000, and it doesn't have the gun turret on the top. It's got a mount where a gun could be mounted to it, but it actually does. They didn't order that part to this one, so yours was probably even more expensive. Plus,
well,
they could even get
to be honest, I did not. It did not have a gun on top of it when I saw it. But you could.
But the turret was there.
Right. The turret is intended that somebody can pop up with their whatever, if they've got an AR-15 or something like that, pop up and be protected while they shoot out, is the idea.
Correct.
Yeah, and it also has gun ports. The vehicle itself has gun ports scattered around it. In addition, there's an add-on that they can get that is like this puncturing thing, and it goes on the front. It's this long metal
ram bar.
It's not really a ram bar. It's something that is supposed to break through like a door, for instance. And then they press a button and they can release tear gas into a residence, for instance. And the advertisement from the manufacturer, Lenko, if you go on YouTube and look up Lenko Bearcat, you'll find the video. They actually wanted to take this video down because of the activism that was going on here in Keene. They pulled their version of it offline, but luckily activists had already downloaded it. They re-uploaded it to other YouTube channels. They then went after the YouTube channels to which it had been re-uploaded. They really didn't want people to see what the marketing material was like for this
thing. Basically, they've got, you know, Ozzy Osbourne playing.
No, Thunderstruck. AC/DC's Thunderstruck.
AC/DC playing in the background as they, you know, drive this tank around, you know, show the benefits of having a tank for your local police department.
Well, all the cops were dressed.
I wonder, you know, do they actually use these things anywhere? And you know, do they dare to use that? Or is it more money and a boondoggle?
I think it's probably a mix of both.
They park them out during protests to scare the heck out of people.
It would. It's an intimidating-looking vehicle. Now, as far as how often they're used, it would depend. You know, a smaller police department, probably not so often, because they've got to pay a lot for, you know, the gas and the upkeep and things like that. But a larger department, I've seen video footage in D.C., Meg McLean, who used to be on this show, took some footage one day as they were crossing over into the Lemonade Liberation event, and they had rolled out the Bearcat to respond to that.
And why wouldn't, if you were a government agency and you had no cost motive, why in the world wouldn't you put every police officer in one of these things? I mean, for God's sakes, they're bulletproof. Don't you want, I mean, officer safety is of paramount importance. That's what they say.
Overwhelming force, absolutely.
Lenny, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. You brought up a really great point about this, you know, blind worship of the police. Look, man, if the police were out there actually only going after real criminals, you know, people that actually harm other folks or destroy property, for instance, if they were actually going after real criminals, I really wouldn't care about the, you know, a bear cat or what. I mean, I'd still care from a cost perspective. Like, is that really necessary? But they're not doing that. They're going after peaceful people for the most part. They're writing people tickets for speeding or running through a stop sign or, you know, busting with a plant in their pocket.
Hold on just a second. So speeding tickets, you know, there's an argument to be had for those. But, you know, you're not talking about running through it. You're talking about rolling through a stop sign.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing I want to see. I want to see police officers giving tickets to other people in police cars for rolling through stop signs, because you see it all the time. I want to see
that's not going to happen.
I want to see
professional courtesy
that police officers, firefighters, politicians of all stripes get the same laws enforced on them the same way. And
good old boys network's not going to happen.
All the evidence is that they don't. Police officers actually have their own little stickers that go in the back of their cars if they want.
Thin blue line.
The thin blue line sticker that identify themselves to other police officers to avoid getting tickets. I have a fire department helmet that I keep in the back of my car, not only because I need it for when I'm, you know, called out to go for the, you know, the fire department, but I try to keep it visible. Why do you think I do that?
So a cop can eyeball it and know that you're on this their side, sort of?
Exactly. And it's not like I'm the only one at the fire department does this. It's not like I wasn't, it's not like people haven't told me this in the past.
Let's go to Alex. He's in Miami. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just thinking about the religions throughout the country and those Jehovah's Witnesses that come around to your doors.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah, well, I don't really like when they come around.
Hello? Crank. Terrible crank. He waited 50 minutes for that one. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Mary Radio. See you later. 855-450-FREE. It's been a bad crank week here on Free Talk Live.
Beavis and Butthead got the call, the number here tonight.
So there you go, 855-450-FREE. Just so you know, crankers, we do have a magic box. It's called a dump machine. You might want to learn how it works, because it basically ruins your you wasted your time.
Right. I mean, it's we didn't dump the one guy because he didn't say any dirty words.
The first cranker, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
But if you come on and you're going to say one of the four words you can't say on the radio, yeah. And you think that you're gonna get out there? You're a fool.
Yeah,
we're professionals. Got the little red button here.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. You know, on the topic of the police state and this, you know, worship for the police that people have just by default, it's got to come from the constant propaganda. I mean, people are constantly being propagandized by shows like CSI and, you know, various different Hollywood movies. And, of course, you go to government school and you hear all kinds of things about how the police are great and that they help people.
But they do it themselves, too. I mean, they have parades. Have you ever had a parade for a truck driver?
They should have parades for truck drivers. They actually contribute to the economy. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.